And you are listening to the Texas Standard. It's time to face the fact that PPP didn't work, so says billionaire and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. He's speaking on Twitter about the Paycheck Protection Program, that program for small loans to businesses. The Small Business Administration, the SBA, doled out $349 billion in less than 2 weeks, followed up by another $310 billion, but this hasn't proven to be a whole lot of help for many of the 1,787,000 small businesses in Texas, almost 80% of which have no employees. Here to help us understand why it's been so difficult to help small business, Maria Watson. She is Research Assistant Professor in Urban Planning at Texas A&M University. Professor Watson, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, happy to be here.
I think a lot of people heard these stories that you are also writing about some of these larger organizations, Shake Shack, Potbelly, the L.A. Lakers, getting millions of dollars in loans as mom and pop stores continued to struggle. Is that emblematic of what's been going wrong, that some of those organizations that were not really the target of these loans initially reached out and did what they weren't supposed to do?
Well, I think it's natural for all businesses to want assistance. I think all kinds of businesses are struggling in this pandemic. But yes, it tends to be that the larger businesses are more successful in getting the loans. Very small businesses are operating on very small profit margins. Loans can be intimidating for them in terms of taking on additional debt. They don't have the cash reserves like larger businesses to weather this economic uncertainty in terms of when customers are going to come back. And they generally have fewer ways of accessing financing and having existing bank loans and banking relationships.
But I thought that that was something that these small business loans were intended to fix, that there was an understanding that small businesses face these unique challenges. Why didn't the money get down to those, as we were saying earlier, mom and pop stores?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. These programs are pretty new. Usually, disaster loans have been physical disaster loans. This PPP program, of course, is very new. And one of the new parts about it is this kind of mediating relationship with the bank. So businesses that have relationships with banks or have, you know, a banker that they can go see have tended to fare better because they have that that relationship. And smaller businesses are less likely to have existing loans and existing banking relationships. And so some banks have been reluctant to take on new customers in this case.
Is that fair, though? I mean, isn't the idea that that the government was going to make an extraordinary effort to try to lift small businesses so they wouldn't go under, not just preserve the large businesses that have access to other lines of credit?
Yes, it does seem very counterintuitive to, you know, I think also what the community wants. I mean, the community wants the small businesses in their communities as well. So I think everyone wants to see these small businesses succeed.
Well, what's interesting is that you have done quite a bit of research on disasters in Texas, and you found that, in a sense, this isn't that unusual, that smaller organizations have long struggled to get aid after a crisis. Take us back to 2008 and Hurricane Ike. What did you find?
Yes, that's correct. The same thing happened after Hurricane Ike, where smaller businesses did tend to struggle to get assistance from SBA in their disaster loan program. And this is for a lot of reasons. Again, the approval rate was only around 22% for businesses that successfully got their applications in. A lot of the declines happened because of unsatisfactory credit or lack of repayment ability. But that's actually not capturing the businesses that couldn't even make it through the application process. So a lot of businesses found the application process to be difficult, burdensome. The paperwork was just very difficult for businesses to get through.
As I was reading up on this, I was surprised to learn that almost 80% of what are termed small businesses in Texas are, in fact, basically operations with no employees beyond the owner. Is that an obstacle here?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, that leads to an interesting point that the Small Business Administration defines small businesses as fewer than 500 employees. But that's actually very large. As you're saying, most of the businesses in Texas are either, you know, sole proprietorships have zero employees or have even fewer than 20 or 10 employees. And so, you know, there's even a discrepancy in what we see as a small business.
But what surprises me is that shouldn't we have learned from past disasters, or for that matter, from the Great Recession, that if you really want to help small businesses, you've got to do away with some of those concerns about cash flow and repayment, especially when specifically this is designed to forgive repayment if you're helping employees.
Yeah, and I think that this forgivable loan is moving in the right direction. I think having the option to forgive loans is a great step for helping small businesses. But, you know, it's a new program, and we're seeing that a lot of businesses are still unable to meet the requirements for forgivable loans. We're still seeing kind of these strict requirements. Moving towards being a little bit more forgiving, both in terms of the loan, as well as the requirements for small businesses, will really help us moving forward in future disasters and helping small businesses.
Maria Watson is research assistant professor in urban planning at Texas A&M University. We'll link to her editorial over at texasstandard.org. Professor Watson, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.